This is Michael from Owosso, Oklahoma, and you're listening to the Delta Park Project Gets Lost.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Delta Park Gets Lost, our extra special super show we do each week after we watch ABC's hit show Lost. I am Jason.
And I am Anna.
Yes, you are.
And if I said what you said at the beginning of the show, I don't think I'd be able to pull it off.
You don't? Oh, it's all in memory.
Extra special super show.
I put a dramatic pause in there today.
I know you did.
So we're going to be talking about Lost, episode 17, season 2, episode 17, titled Lockdown.
And it was a good one.
It was a good
Yay,
one.
Yay, Lost.
It was a good one. There is so much stuff in that show last night. I couldn't even keep
almost
up.
Almost had to watch it twice, didn't you?
Well, you did. Lots of it twice, yes. And so, this was a Locke-centric episode. All the flashback was with Locke and Helen. And we kind of see what happened to him after the surgery, and he's sort of recovered. And he and Helen's relationship is progressing a bit. Locke has got a job. He's a home inspector. And then we find out that his dad dies, and so they go to the funeral, but he's not really dead. He's a con man, and he took right. this money, and could you help me? Could you take the money? And then, of course, he breaks Helen's heart, and that's kind of the backstory.
Right.
On the island, Locke and Henry get trapped down in the hatch.
Right, the blast doors close, and he only hears the very end of a countdown through those right. speakers because it's all mucked up.
Right.
So we don't know what she was saying, the voiceover lady.
Right.
And then while attempting to escape from the blast doors, Locke's legs, well, at least his legs are crushed, and one of them has something go into it.
Yeah.
That looked really painful.
Good thing there's a doctor on the island.
Yeah. And so he has to trust Henry to go push the button.
Right.
And get help.
Yes. And then meanwhile, Jack and Kate discover that there's a giant pallet of food that got delivered. And Ana Lucia, Saeed, and Charlie did find Henry's balloon, but they also found Henry Gale.
Yeah.
At the spot. So we know that Henry was lying.
So good episode overall. Lots of great stuff, especially, just lots of great stuff. All sorts of new plot lines opened up with this food dropped. And the map!
Oh my God. We're going to go over the map a little
bit.
Pretty cool. So let's talk about some of the things, the observations that we made.
That people are talking about.
People are talking about.
That kind of stuff.
The first thing that I'm thinking, so we know that Locke's dad is a con man. Do you think that he is the con man that Sawyer is looking for or that he wanted to kill?
I would not be surprised.
I think that would make sense.
That would make sense. Or if he is somehow connected to Sawyer, that would not surprise me at all.
Right.
Yep. And also, Locke, and a lot of you guys noticed that at the beginning in the flashback, when he's inspecting a home, he's inspecting Nadia's house. And Nadia, of course, is the love of Saeed's life, and she says she doesn't have a husband.
So what's the verdict, Mr. Locke?
The seismic bolting is all first rate. There's no visible mold, no dry rot. It'll all be in my report, but I think you and your husband got a pretty nice house here.
If I had a husband, I'm sure he would be happy to hear that.
If you'll just sign this invoice.
So, I'm, you know, there's so many things to keep track of. I can't really remember what Saeed thinks exactly happened to Nadia.
No, he was on the plane going to Los Angeles
to see her. Oh, he was going
to see her.
Okay. I thought she was
apparently
dead.
Apparently, she bought a house in Los Angeles because there were palm trees, which was probably actually Hawaii, but
right.
I
and
think
then
that might
the,
have been set in
the
LA.
California license plates were on the car.
Yep.
And then John sees his dad, decides to help him. The con was that his dad took this big retirement scheme, got $700,000, so then he had to fake his own death. So then he did that, and then all the money is in a security or a
safe deposit box, and he asks his son to go pick it up for him.
Right, and if he doesn't, he's going to kill Helen.
So we heard.
So listen to the end of this. Now, I heard... Well, let's listen to the clip, and then we'll talk about it.
I'll be at the Flightline Motel. It's out near the airport until tomorrow afternoon. And then I'm going, money or no money. And John, if I don't see you again? I'll understand. I'll understand.
Is it I'll understand or Helen is dead? I think it's I'll understand, but it sounds...
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'll understand.
That's what I heard, I'll understand, the first time, but then Jason brings it up, and I'm like, it does kind of sound like he says Helen is dead.
Yeah.
But I think he says I'll understand. Absolutely. Anyway, he just didn't enunciate very well, did he? Yeah,
so they go out to the... He brings the money out, and the airplanes flying over are obviously computer-generated because they're so big.
And they're right there.
And they're, of course, oceanic. We see two oceanic planes fly over his head.
Because
and,
sometimes those gigantic guys, they just like to be nonchalant about things.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what happens. And of course, he finds out that Helen finds out that he lied to her, and she leaves him.
Gets desperate and asks her to marry him, and she says no.
But we
and
still
so that's
don't
the
find
end
out
of Katie Sagal.
I get well, maybe unless it is a long con and she's part of the con, which some people are saying. I don't know.
I doubt it.
And then that's about it for that whole part of the event. And then we go back, and there is some music. There's always music down in the hatch. And Locke hears something, and so he goes and checks the computer, and this is something that never really comes up, but the computer is frozen at 47 minutes.
The clock appears to be frozen.
Yeah, and I don't know why, and then all of a sudden, the hatch doors close, or the blast doors close. So I don't know, we never get into that, because then all of a sudden, was he stuck for 47 minutes under those doors?
I guess, because then it was counting down.
I guess Henry Gale could have been knocked out for that long. We didn't really know how long he was. So let me go to the next page here. So then they hear what sounds like should be some warning messages, but they're so muffled that we can't understand it.
Don? Hey, you out there?
What's that noise?
John? What's going on? Talk to me. Will you be quiet? Just tell me what's happening. What the hell is...
Will you shut up?
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Maybe you should get Jack.
3, 2.
I said shut up!
So there's evidently some sort of warning there, and it tells you to please proceed somewhere. It does, and you know, a lot of people are saying that, okay, the blast doors closed because of the food drop, and they didn't want the experimentees to get out and see that, which would be weird, because if they didn't get out of that area, then they couldn't run the computer, which would evidently be the experiment. So it didn't make any sense that they would lock them in, unless if... it was designed for the two people. Maybe one person is at the computer, one person
one
is
goes
on the
to
other
pick
side.
Up the food.
I don't know why they shut. A lot of people are thinking that they shut because of the food drop, but we don't know.
Yeah, I think that they coincide, but I don't know, because I don't know what she said.
Okay, and so then Locke decides that he's going to get Henry's help to open the door.
Who are you?
But he needs his word.
My name is Henry Gale. I'm from Minnesota. And I crashed on this island just like you. All right. You have my word.
So he has his word that he's going to defend him to his crazy friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anna...
I think that he doesn't have to keep his word, though, because Henry Gale lied.
Yeah, well, he did say, no matter what, you have to defend me no matter what.
So?
But whatever. I don't know.
You lied.
Locke
I can
is,
lie, too. Whatever,
I don't think Locke's
buddy.
That loyal.
Yeah.
So they pry the doors open. And then
Locke decides to squeeze through, but that toolbox isn't very strong and his legs get crunched.
Absolutely.
And that looked like it hurt.
But it did hurt him, which was interesting because remember last year when he and Boone were out trying to get into the hatch, a big piece of shrapnel went into his leg and it didn't hurt him.
Right.
He didn't feel any pain in his legs, but this did hurt him quite a bit.
Yes.
So something interesting. And then the computer starts beeping and Locke is stuck. So he has to send Henry to go and push the button.
So Henry goes into the pantry, which, by the way, is empty, even though they're all eating like Dharma O's cereal.
Yeah, it was very empty.
I don't know. So he goes up to sneak through the little crawl space up there to get in and push in all the numbers. And of course, he knocks himself out, but then he gets up and goes. So he enters the numbers and the black light comes on, which has never happened before.
Right.
All the lights go off and the black light comes on and we see
the map.
Yes.
Holy crap. Now,
the most interesting nugget of the week.
Now, this map is intense and a lot of people with high definition televisions were able to go in and get good screen grabs because on our crappy cable, we couldn't really see it.
No.
And then they've gone in and they have taken a lot of the text and typed up what was on there. Basically, it looks like the Dharma symbol with all the hatches, and we can see that there's the swan and then the staff, which we know about, which is the health facility, and then the arrow, which is where the Tailies were at. But then there's another one on here called the flame, and then some other ones that
not too far away, the flame
out. Right. And then there's like all these notes around it, and it looks like several different people have written notes on the wall.
Yeah,
because some of it's in cursive, some of it is in like all caps, some of it's in Latin, some of it's in English.
A lot of it's in Latin.
Yeah.
And it looks like, to me, it looks like there used to be something connecting all of the hatches to each other and to the middle, or there was going to be something connecting all the hatches to each other in the middle, but
There's a giant question mark in the middle.
It didn't
happen. And all the hatches kind of point toward it, and then they all have a big X at the end where they were never
pretty cool.
connected. A lot of writing on there, some of the stuff that I think is interesting is over at the flame, which is between the swan and the staff. It says Cerebus Station, believed to have been abandoned due to the incident of 1985.
Bah, bah, bah.
If you look up Cerebus on the internet, he's the hideous creature that guards Hades or guards hell. So maybe that's where the monster is at, and maybe his name is Cerebus. I don't know.
It also talks about failure of the intranet.
Yes.
And the closure, emergency shutdown of intranet services. So,
and
I
it has,
know.
I think it has three dates there. It was like April 8th, 2000, August 15th, 2001, January 6th, 2005, which also lends credence to the fact that Walt could have been on another computer in another hatch on the intranet and talking to Michael.
Yep.
A lot of numbers on here, and like it's the numbers that we're all familiar with, but also in different forms, like the squares. So like 16, 64, 225.
There's like math.
Yeah, math.
Very
good. I'm no good at math.
Yeah.
Lots of different things. There's some Hanso things on here. Some stuff about the Latin word for polar bear is on there. There is What does it say about... Oh, that the Magnus Hanso... what does it say right there? Magnus Hanso, it's his burial place at the Black Rock. So maybe that's Elvar's dad or brother or something?
Magnus.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, there's lots of stuff. Of course, we'll have links to all of this, all the different maps. There's like three different versions that I've seen today alone. That we will link to over at the website.
Good stuff, anyway.
Good stuff. So then the clock is reset, and it looks like it stops at 107.
I disagree. I just think it's counting down. They don't show it long enough to flip past 107.
I know, but it continues to have that clicking noise, which it didn't do.
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's it. The day is saved.
Yeah, the doors go up.
Nobody else knows it happened.
Right, no one else has seen it, but Locke is the only one who's seen the map. And who else he'll decide to tell, I don't know. And then Jack and Kate come wandering along, and looks like Kate's going to take a shower, but right. Jack lies to her, I think.
Yeah, because Henry Gale's down there.
Right, but she must already know.
If no, Hurley knows, she doesn't know.
You don't think so?
Well, because when they pan over to her at the
that's
end,
true. That's
she's
true.
Got this look on her face like, who is this guy?
Yeah, because she goes,
everybody else has a look like, you bastard, and she's going, what's going on here?
Anyway, he's going to walk her back, Jack's going to walk her back to the beach, and they see this blinking light, and there's food, and yep. It was dropped. And this actually is bigger than it seems, because not only is there now food, but it also means that this Dharma initiative is still ongoing, because
it's active, yeah.
Because the Losties haven't stumbled into like some forgotten project, but this world has not come to an end, because something on the outside is still giving them food.
And did all the other hatches receive food? Was that just right. food for the swan hatch?
Well, the macaroni and cheese did have the swan logo on it.
Mm.
So that's interesting. Which also leads me to believe, what else is in that drop? Because is that how the new washer and dryer got there?
Yeah, that would explain it, wouldn't it? No yeah. wonder they have a new washer and dryer. They'll probably have like a blender or cappuccino machine in there or something.
Right.
And how often does it drop? Is it once a year? Is it, I mean, how much food do they provide?
I don't know. Because there was
pretty interesting.
There was a ton of, like Desmond didn't seem to not have food.
Right.
And
he had a ton of food.
How long has it been since he was there, since he left? Like 20 days or something? I don't know. So, interesting. We'll yep. see if there's more food. And then, well, Henry Gale is not Henry Gale.
You don't. Step back right now.
Saeed, it's okay.
I said get away.
Hey, all right. I let him out. It was some kind of lockdown or something. He was helping me.
Couldn't you find my balloon?
Yeah, we found it.
We did find your balloon, Henry Gale. Exactly how you described it. We also found the grave you described. Your wife's grave. The grave you said you dug with your own bare hands. It was all there. Your whole story, your alibi. It was true. But still, I did not believe it to be true. So I dug up that grave. And found that there was not a woman inside. There was a man. A man named Henry Gale.
I knew he was a bad guy.
I knew it. Jason was like, they're trying too hard to make us believe that he's a bad guy. Because he is.
So who was the real Henry Gale?
Some guy from Minnesota.
Yeah, some guy from Minnesota and some black guy from Minnesota. But now we'd need to know how long has that balloon been there.
Right.
And because it didn't look like it was in horrible shape. You know, there weren't so many holes that they were, because it did stop the rain.
Right.
But there were lots of information on that driver's license if you looked at it. It expired in 2003.
Which doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Well, it doesn't.
He could just have an expired driver's license.
He could.
Or he's been there since before 2003.
Right. If you add up the zip code, it is 23.
Shocking.
Yeah, and
shocking.
He lives at 815, which is two numbers.
I saw that. Yep.
So anyway,
yep.
Very, very exciting. Next week
we confirm that Henry Gale is one of them.
Right. And next week the episode is called Dave. I'm gonna play the Canada promo first.
It's much more exciting.
Because it is a little more exciting.
If I tell you about them, you have no idea what he'll do.
Guy with the beard.
Him? He's no one. Nothing.
How many of you are there?
You don't understand.
Understand this.
Hey.
You have 3 seconds to answer my question. One.
He'll kill me.
I'll kill you.
Two.
Saeed.
I am not a bad person.
Three.
Okay, so that audio sucked.
What's going on there?
I don't know what's going on there. Basically, he says, how many are of you, of there are you? The bearded man. What?
How many of you are there?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Who's the bearded man? And he says, he's nobody. Although we don't know if he's specifically referring to the bearded man.
Because he doesn't really have a beard.
He doesn't have a beard. That's true. No actual beard.
And then the U.S. promo is more along the lines of the actual title of the show, which is Dave. And I'll just read the ABC one-liner. Libby lends Hurley support when he begins to think the island is having a strange effect on him, and Locke's sense of purpose is shaken when the prisoner provides new information about the hatch. So Dave, we believe, is the guy that Hurley met in the psych ward that he was playing Connect Four with. Let's play the U.S. promo.
Where are your people?
He'll kill me!
I'll kill you!
What the hell's wrong with you?
Next Wednesday.
They found something!
Lost is all new.
Hey, hold on! Take it easy! Take it easy! Hey!
Did either of you see a guy run through here?
We're crazy.
Bye-bye! What's the matter with you? Get off of me!
I'm sick. It's bad.
You're gonna hurt yourself, Hurley.
No!
Next Wednesday, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
So Hurley sees Dave.
Is Hurley going to get the hookup in next week?
I hope so. The man needs some action. So he sees Dave, this guy running around in a bathrobe.
Right.
I guess just like Jack saw his father.
Kate saw a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sawyer saw the horse, too.
They did.
Okay, never mind.
But which goes back to say that they can see anything that they want.
Right.
So that's about everything for next week. In 2 weeks, this is probably, I don't know if it's real or not, but the Internet Movie Database, which we don't trust, is listing Boone coming back in an episode called SOS.
He must be in somebody else's flashback.
He must be. So that is everything for The Lost Show. You know, the Delta Park Project does several shows, not just The Lost Show, and we normally tell you about what happened on our big show, The Delta Park Project, which is our pop culture show, but this week we want to talk about Anna's book club.
That's right, because this week I'm assigning a new book for the month of April.
Yes.
And we're also going to be discussing the book that we read for the month of March, which was The House of the Spirits by Isabel Allende. Should I tell them what book is being assigned for April?
Sure.
It's called The Hotel New Hampshire by John Irving, and I have not read it. I want to read new books just like the rest of you guys. And John Irving is the guy who wrote The Cider House Rules and The World According to Garp, so...
So if you're interested,
highly recommend it.
If you're interested in that and any of the other shows that we do, you can head over to deltaparkproject.com and check it out. But that is everything for this. We will be sure to check you out again.
We're not going to check you out.
I would love to check you out.
We're going to look you up and down.
We'll look you all over, baby. Please
look
check
you. Us I said look.
Out. Did you say lick?
No.
I'm glad the show's about over. So check us out next week. We'll have updates on Dave right back here. I am Jason.
And I'm Anna. Seacrest.
Seacrest out.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.